This afternoon, I'm talking with Janice Lawton Field. I'm Mary Giles, and we're here talking in her little antique shop on the main road. What is the number on the main road?
1128.
1128 Main Road. So it's down in Central Village. You have a very interesting family background. They've been here in Westport a long time and in this area, haven't they?
Yes. It was John Cook who was here first. He is one of my ancestors.
John Cook. Mm-hmm. Was he related to, is he a Mayflower descendant?
Yes,
was,
he is.
He mm-hmm. came over, his
yes.
family came, did they come up to, some of them came up to Sandwich and then came down to Dartmouth here. This was all Dartmouth.
He is the John Cook mm-hmm. who came here.
Here. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Son of Francis.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'd like to know a little bit more about whom did he marry?
Well, let me see now. He married Sarah, daughter of Richard Warren, and they had three daughters.
Do you know where that happened?
I think that was in Dartmouth. I'm not too sure, really. I think in Dartmouth.
Mm-hmm. And that was after they came down here.
Yes.
And Dartmouth extended clear to Plymouth and included Plymouth, so mm-hmm. it might have been up in the mm-hmm. Plymouth call. You know.
Well, what really brought him here in the beginning was... His religion. He wasn't happy. He wasn't happy in Plymouth.
He wasn't happy, and he can't, so because it was too restricted and too narrow.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So he came into what was Dartmouth mm-hmm. and Westport,
mm-hmm.
and married and had three daughters. And of course, my grandfather Albert B. Briggs. He was pretty proud of this because he thought it really was history. Esther Cook married John Tabor. That would be Franklin D. Roosevelt's ancestor. Elizabeth Cook married...
Is he any relation, excuse me, to the Tabors who are here now? Do you think there's any
I don't
any
really
connection?
Know. I don't really mm-hmm. know. Then Elizabeth Cook married Daniel Wilcox.
Now, Daniel Wilcox was practically our first Westport,
That's
first
right.
settler, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. And
he had a house up on the corner up here by the high school. Was
mm-hmm.
that his house?
I
that
think
salt
so.
Box?
That well, and I'm not too
salt,
sure
salt
about
box.
That.
Someone told me mm-hmm. that was
it could
Daniel
be.
Wilcox's
mm-hmm.
house.
Mm-hmm. And then we follow the line down, and that brings us down to Winston Churchill. The next daughter, Sarah Cook, married Arthur Hathaway. And that brings us down the line to Albert B. Briggs, which would be my line.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Was Albert B. Briggs here? Did he live here in Westport?
He was my grandfather. He lived in Westport. And his father was Christopher Briggs, who was the boat builder.
I see. I know where Christopher Briggs lived, and I saw the stream where he floated his boat
mm-hmm.
down to the East River when they were going down to... Be whaling boats, I guess. I think
mm-hmm.
he built whalers, didn't he? Or were they just the whale boats, not the whaling ships?
Whale boats.
Whale boats.
Mm-hmm.
Not the big boats.
No, not the big boats.
No, no.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you have a great interest in the history of this place because your family's been so long, here so long. If they came over in the Mayflower, they probably settled in either Plymouth or Sandwich, which
mm-hmm.
most of the people... who came on the Mayflower did, and but how long do you think they have lived here in Westport?
Well, let's see.
You know your grandfather Christopher Briggs.
Oh,
when was he? When did he live here? I wish I could get a record.
Yeah, I really haven't got that with me, but I could. You know, I could.
You can look it up.
Check
it up,
yeah.
And I can
mm-hmm.
get it later.
And his father before him. In fact, Briggs Road. They lived a ways down Briggs Road,
mm-hmm.
and that was why it was named Briggs Road.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think one of the sons came down to where Christopher Briggs lived and
mm-hmm.
built his boat.
Mm-hmm. What were your parents' names?
My father was Lester Lawton and my mother was Viola Briggs.
Briggs. Right, over page. Mm-hmm. Someone suggested to me, and you can tell me whether you think this is would not be a good thing to do because of her age, that your mother would make a wonderful person to take.
She might, sure.
That she has so many memories and so
Yeah,
you think if I spoke with her, she might be willing to?
Well, I don't really know. I'll ask her.
Will you?
Yeah.
I'd be very happy to, because
she can remember, and some, you know, she has to think about them for a day or two.
What she could remember, so I don't embarrass her.
No, I think if you just asked, you know, if she knew the questions you were going to ask, she'd have a while to think about them.
I could do that. I could plan
sometimes,
them ahead of time.
You know, right, you ask her something, she'll say, well, I don't know, I'll have to think about it, then I can tell you.
Yes. Where did you go to school?
In Westport.
Which school did you go to?
The head school was the first.
At the head?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That was the first grade.
Was that the Bell School?
No, that was the head school on Reed Road.
On Reed Road. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then?
From there, I went to Westport Factory.
Westport Factory
mm-hmm.
School.
Mm-hmm. And then I went to the high school, which is the Milton Eagle School
mm-hmm.
now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And how did you like school?
I liked it.
Which one did you like the best? I'm just interested in the schools.
Oh,
I've always
been
taught
know.
School myself. So.
I liked the head school.
Mm-hmm.
When I was in first grade, which I thought was a very nice teacher, Mrs. Avon, and she just loved children.
Mm-hmm. You had more fun there?
No, I think so. Mm-hmm. We didn't have as many studies as we did when we got to high
school.
You
got to play more.
Yeah.
And more recess.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I walked to school, and I used to go the back way. In fact, most of us did go from Old County Road. We used to go up the back way through the woods.
Mm-hmm. Was it hard in winter?
I don't think so. I think I enjoyed it.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't? Did you get all bundled up?
Oh,
and,
sure.
And were the winters more severe then, do you think, than they are now?
I think so.
So several people have told me that they thought they were, and yet someone said last winter was really just as bad as some of the winters long ago.
It seems so. At Thanksgiving, we'd have snow.
You would.
Mm.
Now, look, here sometimes on Thanksgiving, we're just outdoors playing football or
That's
something.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, were there any subjects you liked especially well in school?
I liked history.
History.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very much.
Very much. Oh, well, here you've always been a historian. And did you have any special friends that you went with all the time, girls or boys or both?
Well, there was Grace Potter and Ruth Potter, who lived across the street from me.
Mm-hmm.
And we've always been friends. She lives in New Jersey now.
Oh.
And we went right through school together.
Mm-hmm.
And I was trying to think. I know what you're asking.
Well, we'll skip
along. Now, she stands out.
She stands out. Well, most girls sort of tend to have one special friend.
Yes,
we
lived right side by side, mm-hmm. and we were together constantly. And most of them that I were friendly with, they've moved away. And
of course, you didn't have anything. Most children don't have anything to compare where they live with, so they like where it is. Did you enjoy living in Westport, and what kinds of things did you do for fun?
Oh, I always liked living in Westport.
Did you go ice skating in the winter, for instance?
Yes, we'd go ice skating, and, well, I don't know, lots of times. Oh, I guess there was one girl, too, we grew up together, was Bessie Collins. We used to go for walks, and, I don't know, we were just happy.
Did you play with dolls, or did you play
with
boys? Mm-hmm. Things?
No, mostly dolls, and we played games.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we did have, one time I remember when we played marbles.
Mm-hmm. Well, I used to be absolutely bad. I could beat all the boys at marbles. Mm-hmm. That was my special game. I loved it.
And we had dolls and
dollhouses, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
And, Sports. How about you? Were you with sports?
Well, I don't remember too much about sports until I got to high school, and I remember we had a basketball team.
Mm-hmm. And I did you enjoy that?
Yes, I enjoyed the basketball. And I guess there was softball.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When I was taking Jim Pierce, he said that, did you go to school when Norman Gifford was the principal?
He was principal of the high school.
High school when he went. And he was crazy about sports, I gather, and had a great sports program.
Yes, he was
in
school.
Was it larger for the boys?
Jim was in school when I was there. And also Bill, in fact, Bill was in my grade.
He was.
Graduated, yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, he was a great sportsman.
Well, but I gather that they both were.
Both of them were.
Because they both played football professionally.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. And so there must have been some... quite a program here for people from Philadelphia and other places to come and take notice of these Westport players.
I remember, I think it was my last year in high school, we won the trophy. We played Dartmouth, and they were quite a hard team to win, and I think there was after we took the goalposts and, you know, like they did in high school. And I think that ended the football.
Mm-hmm.
They decided that it wasn't, well, we just shouldn't have it that way.
I see.
Yeah.
I'm coming up to the more recent time now. You trained to be a nurse and then decided that you'd rather be married.
That's right.
Well, I would too. I think, I suppose that one can do a great deal of good in the world as a nurse, but I think being married and having children and having a family is much more rewarding for most professionals.
I think so. I always said that I would go back, but I don't know. It was always something to do, and I just never did.
Yes. Could you tell me a little bit, how did you meet your husband?
We went to school together.
You were in school in the same grade?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So you've known him for a long, long time.
Well, I knew him, let's say, when I entered high school.
And did you, when you were in high school, did you go together?
Yes.
That's wonderful.
Those were the good old days.
Well, did you have dances and parties?
We had dances, and then there was football games, baseball games we used to go to.
Picnics?
Well, not picnics so much.
Clam bakes?
No, not when we were in high school.
No. I'm looking out the window here at this beautiful tree. What do you call it, a tupelo or a pepperidge tree? That one that's turning sort of plum colored out there. Do you know what it is?
I really don't. You'll have to ask Mr. Borden.
Yes, I'll ask him.
He'll know.
He'll know. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He's a tree man.
Mm.
How long after you were out of high school did you get married? Was it before you got married?
Let me see. I have to stop though. That goes way back. 40? Oh, I guess it was about 2 years.
2 years?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. When did you graduate from high school?
1940.
1940. Mm-hmm. So you got married about 1942?
42,
And you have two children?
Three. Three boys.
Three boys. Mm-hmm. So you're not a female family.
No, not really. I would have liked to have had a girl, but...
It doesn't work out that way.
No, it doesn't.
What do all the boys do?
Well, my oldest boy has a fishing boat.
Mm-hmm.
The middle boy... he works with my husband, and so does the
Is that Byron?
That's Brian.
Brian, mm-hmm. I mean, excuse me.
The oldest boy is Bradford, and Brian, and the younger boy is Berwyn. Mm-hmm. And he's been away to school in Maine, and he come back, he likes the plumbing.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, I think everybody in Westport, I think your husband... has practically plumbed for everyone in Westport.
It seems so, doesn't it?
It does. I don't see how the poor man has any peace at all. He doesn't unless he escapes to New Hampshire.
No, he does, really.
Does he?
Oh, sure. Well, We do like to say that we escaped to New Hampshire. We use that as an excuse lots of times, but...
What's this I hear about you buying a new place?
Oh, well, we've had two places up there. And
were they at the same time or different places?
No, at different times. We've been going up there for 20 years.
Yes.
Off and on, when the children were small.
Mm-hmm.
The first place that we had, my husband built, and with three boys, and of course we had friends that would go up too. It was fine, but when the boys grew up and they sort of, well, they liked to go their own way,
mm-hmm.
and for a while anyways, and the place got too large for us, so we sold it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so you have a smaller place.
We bought a smaller place.
Mm-hmm.
And
do the boys and their families go up too?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What do you do when you're up there for recreation?
Lots of things to do. We hike in the woods and we fish.
You go antiquing?
Yes. And auctions especially.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And, of course, my husband's a great
hunter.
Hunter.
Mm-hmm. And what game does he find up there that we wouldn't find here, for instance? It's more woodsy where you go.
Yeah, but, they go deer hunting mostly.
Deer hunting.
Mm-hmm. And hare hunting.
Mm-hmm. Do you see lots of foxes? And
No, I haven't. Not as many, I don't think, as there is down here.
No, I was going to say, I wondered, we have a great many foxes here. I have three down at my place.
We have quite a few. When we drive in our lane at night, we always see one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Where do you live? I didn't ask you that. When you're here in Westport?
195 American Legion Highway, but I still consider it Old County Road.
I would too.
Yeah.
I think Old County Road is a much nicer name for it than American Legion Highway. And now American Legion Highway is the same as 177.
Yes.
Isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's all Old County Road.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. When did your interest in antiques start?
Well, I don't know. I try to think back, but I grew up with them, and I think I just learned to like them. My grandmother had several pieces of furniture that she would point out to me as being in the family, and they'd
mm-hmm.
been handed down, and I just liked them.
You saw nothing new in the stores that you liked as well as the old things that you'd grown up with.
Mm-mm.
That's the way my son was, by David.
Mm-hmm.
I had a son, David, and by the time he was 12 years old, he'd say, "Mother, that Heppel white table, or that Chippendale this or that, or whatever
That's
it is."
Right.
He was so interested in learning
mm-hmm.
all about antiques. I don't know whether he was a painter, but he the quality of things that were made was very important to him.
Mm.
I think someone maybe was coming into your shop, but they're going next door. Is that right?
That's right.
Yes. It seems to me as if when I come into your shop, I haven't been to the shop at your home. Is it different in character than the one here? Here you have so many interesting early pieces, primitive pieces. Your interest is especially in sort of a country type of furniture.
Yes, I do like country furniture and early pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. No, my shop is just one large room, really, but there isn't much there right now as I keep bringing it down to this shop.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sort of hard to keep two shops going.
What do you do in the winter with this? I go away quite often in the winter.
Oh, I'm here all winter.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You're open. And if a person wanted to buy something and you weren't open, they could call your house.
Yes.
And
mm-hmm.
Then you'd come down.
Oh, yes.
And sell.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's how you arrange it. I didn't see how you could carry on as much business as you did, both at home and here. I thought it must be very complicated. I'd think you'd be very tired with all this, but do all your own housework and all that too?
Well, my mother lives with me, and she does help me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And cooking? You go home from here and cook?
Oh, yes.
And now, how many people do you cook for now? Are the boys all married?
Two. One is married, the other one is away. I have, let's see, there's four of us.
And four of you. So every night you go home from work and get dinner for four.
Mm-hmm.
That's quite a feat, I think.
Well, no, it isn't really, because I like to cook.
You do?
I really do.
I like
enjoy
to try out new recipes and things.
I don't like cake mixes.
No, I don't either.
No. Start from scratch.
Would you like to enlarge or change your business in any way?
Oh, no, I don't think so. I'm happy the way it is. Mm-hmm. Things are very hard to find right now.
If you had a bigger place, you couldn't fill it up.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. You had some ideas, and I have some ideas, that if we live here in Westport, we're going to have to work very hard to preserve the quality of some of the things we have. I love it. You love it. Almost everyone whom I've taped and whom I know loves Westport. And yet, some of our nicest things, I look at that little old Wolf Pit school up there on Old County Road, you know, and it's just, have you ever looked in the windows?
Oh, yes, my grandmother Briggs went to school there.
She did? Well, it's just, the most beautifully proportioned little building I know. And it's deteriorating pretty soon. It's going to fall down. I think, I could name place after place. I think we ought to have something, either a committee or a preservation group.
Mm-hmm.
Here we got, people got together and telephoned hundreds of people about saving the river. And we had a vote of 460 or something like that to 20 against this lagoon that would have spoiled the river. That was the lagoon, just for the tape's sake, was the dumping of the night soil into it. And that would, even if it didn't filter through the sandy soil, the nitrates would have made a scum of plant life all over the river and been very unpleasant, and it would have taken years to get rid of it, even if we had another resource built. So it was a wonderful thing that was defeated.
It certainly was. I never see such a turnout.
I never did either.
Yeah, well, it just proves if people work together, what can happen?
That's what I was thinking about. If we could think of some way of working together to preserve. Now, you had a wonderful idea, and I have a whole kind of a barn full, and I know Mr. Delano does, and a great many people, I'm sure you must, have things that they would like to contribute to a Westport historical. Things are not the kind of items, antiques or something, that sell. Or that some of the people wouldn't need the money to sell them. You know, I mean, I don't think the Delanos would be, that Steve Delano would be particularly interested in selling his old farm tools and so on. But I think he would, if there was an historical place where they were saved, I think he'd like to have people be able to see them.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. And I have one or two things which that were up at the exhibit. The bicentennial exhibition, which have been here in our house a long time, for hundreds of years. They're an old sausage machine, beautifully made, and a reaper, and so on, and some things like that that I wouldn't want to sell. I mean, nobody would have any use for them today. So they ought to be in kind of a museum.
That's right. I agree with you. Well, when we first... I was one of them that was interested in forming a historical society in the town, and there were a group of us got together. Well, we had talked this over, and we were very much in favor of the town farm, and also the Bell School, and the church at South Westport.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the town farm is just a great place.
Really, that town farm could be a marvelous museum.
It really could.
What do you think it would take to get the town stirred up enough to...
Well, I think we need people working like they did for the lagoon.
That's right.
I really do. And that would just be a marvelous place. And I also think the Bell School is just wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
But we need more than that.
The Bell School isn't large enough to
house
this. No,
it really isn't.
People could have meetings there,
mm-hmm.
and so on, and there could be some things, but...
That's right.
But the...
And also the South Westport Church would be great for exhibits,
mm-hmm.
even for meetings,
mm-hmm.
and I think the
three... It's a darling place.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about that country kitchen you had there. Wasn't that at the...
That was at the church at South Westport. And
how many years ago do you suppose that was?
Oh dear, I don't. Five, I guess.
Five?
I would
only
think so.
Five.
Four or five years ago.
Uh-huh.
And we did. We had a lot of fun doing it. We worked hard, but it was really fun.
Who worked on it?
Barbara Erickson and Jean Parsons and
did
Eleanor Tripp, Charlotte Cook. Yeah, I don't want to leave anyone out. And it seems so long ago. Martha Kirby.
Mm-hmm.
She cooked the Johnny Cakes for us.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a great day. It was just wonderful.
It was just one day long.
Yes, my husband slept there and almost froze to death.
What time of year was it?
It was in August.
In August.
But it gets kind of cold, you know.
I know.
Morning.
In August. Night can be almost like a September, you know.
And we had our whaling days the following year,
mm-hmm.
and that was just great.
Was this an organization or was
this? This was a historical society.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In fact, I have slides that we took.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we had and I think Mrs. Kirby served Johnny Cakes again, and the Atkinson girls. Helped us quite a bit. It was really, really wonderful. We had a large turnout.
Mm-hmm. Well, did you make money?
Yes, we did.
Did you sold tickets or you sold entrance fees or something like that?
Donations, by donation.
Excuse me just a minute. I have to check this tape.